This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. Around 1,000 Indian students have returned to India from Bangladesh as the neighbouring country is witnessing violent anti-quota protests. The External Affairs Ministry said 778 Indian students returned through various land ports and around 200 students returned by regular flights through Dhaka and Chittagong airports. The ministry said the High Commission of India in Dhaka and the Assistant High Commissions in Chittagong, Rajshahi, Sylhet and Khulna have been assisting the return of Indian nationals. It said in coordination with the local authorities, measures are being taken by the High Commission and the Assistant High Commissions to facilitate safe travel to the border crossing points along the India-Bangladesh international border. Violent clashes between anti-quota protesters and security forces have resulted in the killing of at least 104 and injuring over 2,500 people so far. The neighbouring nation has been witnessing widespread protests for weeks over the reintroduction of reservation in government jobs. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the 46th session of the World Heritage Committee tomorrow at 7 p.m. at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering on the occasion. India is hosting the World Heritage Committee meeting for the first time, which will continue till the 31st of this month. The World Heritage Committee meets once a year and is responsible for managing all matters pertaining to World Heritage and deciding on sites to be inscribed on the World Heritage List. During this meeting, issues like proposals for nominating new sites on the World Heritage List, state of conservation reports of 124 existing World Heritage properties, international assistance and utilization of World Heritage funds, among others, will be discussed. Prime Minister Narendra Modi had a telephone conversation with his New Zealand counterpart, Christopher Luxon. During the talk, both leaders reiterated their firm commitment to take bilateral cooperation to new heights in the years to come, highlighting the momentum generated by recent high-level contacts between the two sides. They agreed to advance the mutually beneficial bilateral cooperation in various areas. This include trade and economic cooperation, animal husbandry, pharmaceuticals, education and space, among others. Prime Minister Modi thanked Mr. Luxon for looking after the interests of the Indian diaspora in New Zealand. Mr. Luxon also assured of continued efforts towards their security and well-being. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri and his Bhutanese counterpart Om Pema Chodron co-chaired the third India-Bhutan Development Cooperation talks in Thimphu today. The Bhutanese side presented the Project Tide Assistance PTA proposals and the first tranche of the PTA projects to be implemented during the 13th five-year plan period. The External Affairs Ministry said the two sides approved a total of 61 projects amounting to 4,958 crore rupees in various sectors. These projects are related to infrastructure, energy, skill development, education, health, cultural heritage, capacity building, sports, youth exchanges, digital economy and space technology. The National Testing Agency, NTA, has uploaded the city-wise and centre-wise results for medical entrance exam NEET UG on its website following the direction of the Supreme Court. The Apex Court had directed NTA to publish the results city-wise and centre-wise on its website, masking the identity of the candidates by 12 noon today. The results have now been made available on neet.ntaonline.in. The hearing on a batch of nearly 40 petitions related to the medical entrance exam will now resume on Monday morning. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast fairly widespread light to moderate rainfall accompanied by with thunderstorm and lightning over the west, central, east and south peninsular India during next 5 days. In Swedish Open tennis, seventh-seeded Nuno Borges of Portugal has stormed into men's singles final, beating Argentinian Thiago Agustin Cherante in two straight sets 6-3, 6-4 in second semi-final at Båstad in Sweden tonight. And that is the end of this news bulletin.